It's 9 a.m. on a brisk 40-degree April morning, an hour before the annual Norman Medieval Fair commences in Reeves Park. Frequent gusts of wind carry the familiar smells of cinnamon-roasted almonds, freshly cut grass, and salty, savory turkey legs. Apothecaries arrange their plethora of herbal teas, fortune tellers fiddle on their cell phones, and knights bundle up in hooded sweatshirts and chainmail to pass the time before the royal procession initiates the anticipated weekend of fantasy and merriment.
Stand ready on the catapults! Alright. Local cantaloupe!
Your mother smells of velvet!
The zipper's
For longtime fairgoers, the lounging camels, cardboard fortresses, and busty damsels are familiar sights. The smells of kettle corn, a hot ham and cheddar, and funnel cakes are old friends. But that sound, that incessant banging of hammers on nearly molten steel, will never cease to intrigue visitors of the modern day.
I don't have a sir or anything, or ye old blacksmith. It's just rotten.
Brock Haddock, a 20-something blacksmith of the Salt Fork Craftsman, demonstrates the age-old craft not only at the annual Norman event, but also all around Oklahoma and a few surrounding states.
As the group, we have over 600 members stretching from Kansas to Texas and all throughout Oklahoma, and probably Arkansas as well.
Haddock started as the organization's youngest member at age 13.
When I was a kid, I was the one that was always getting into the matches and burning everything I wasn't supposed to. So that's probably one reason. I love being able to take something worthless or trash and junk and make something worthwhile, or if nothing else, just an awesome conversation piece. Yeah.
As a craftsman, Haddock can make weapons akin to medieval sorcery or knives and canes for practical use. But his favorite piece to weld is much more romantic.
There's something that I like to make, it's called a Russian rose. And what you do is you have a straight bar of metal. From that, you'll end up making a blossom, stem, and a leaf, all from that one straight bar. And it doesn't look anything like it was when it started. It went from this piece of garbage to an awesome mantelpiece.
Machinists, printers, and even psychologists make up the Salt Fork Craftsman. But Haddock, who works for a gas company, wishes he could take on blacksmithing full-time because it's his true passion.
Some people, maybe for the psychiatrist, it might be an outlet for aggression and stress. I know I use it for that when I get overwhelmed at home or with work. It's my passion for a whole lot of different things, I guess. It's been a part of my life for almost half of my life.
He may be just Brock, but Haddock is surely a character among the 10 or so craftsmen working at the booth.
Most of the time, I'm only wearing my kilt, and so I'm the naked blacksmith, and it's been that way for several years, but it's too cold for that right now, and so I'm wearing a shirt.
Haddock says if you're not afraid to get burnt and you like working with your hands, blacksmithing is a good trade to pick up.
Careful, this might splatter. Which hurts like hell.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Molly Evans.